Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, the food writer Diana Henry is here. Her new book is called Salt, Sugar and Smoke. And this, Diana, is a guide to preserving food.
Yes, jellies and jams, but not just those. Chutneys, liqueurs, hot smoked fish, all that kind of thing. So not just the kind of usual. I tried to cover the panoply, really.
This is all back, all this stuff, isn't it? Pickling, jam making.
Do you know, well, I didn't think that. When I started the book, I just did it because I wanted to. It's something I'd always done a bit of, and I wanted to understand it more. And, you know, even if you do it a bit, you want to become an expert. You know, an expert jam maker was something I wasn't. But yes, it seems to have come at the right time because everybody's into it now. They're kind of like, everybody wants to be their own artisan, I think, a little bit. It's more than cooking, so you want to do more than cooking, and that seems to be in.
There's a slight. Don't men like a bit of marmalade making?
It's very funny that they seem to have cornered that bit of jam making. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they seem slightly more difficult. And they do really love the kind of smoking thing. I mean, that's partly why I wanted to cover it, because every time I looked at preserving books, they were either for kind of like, you know, ladies in floral pennies, or they were for kind of like Hugh Finlay Whittingstall downsizers. You know, you could put a pig in the back of the car. Yeah. And I'm not either.
Not everyone can do that, can they?
I'm not either. So this was kind of like the girl's approach, really, the woman's approach.
Lots of generalised. Sweeping generalisations there. So the offensive remarks made by, well, one by me probably and one by Diana Henry, or a couple by Diana Henry. The book is called Salt, Sugar, Smoke then, and the recipe for this is a Cook the Perfect Smoked Salmon.
Hot smoked salmon.
Hot smoked salmon.
This is hot smoked salmon. It's important you get that right.
All right. Recipes on the website. Diana, take us through. So you just buy salmon supermarket
this
salmon
is
fillets?
Well, actually, or? This is, in fact. I just got this yesterday. And it's just two salmon fillets. They're about 125 grams each. And here I've got a mixture of salt and sugar. So that's just equal quantities, about 25 grams of each. And salting is the first thing you need to do with smoking anything.
That's quite a lot of salt.
No, it's just a little. No, not really. There's sugar there as well. So it's just a small layer on top of it. And all you do then is leave that for 10 minutes. Because smoking is partly about drying. So you have to start that process. So that stays on there for 10 minutes. Then you rinse it in cold water. And then you're left with these, which you have to put. You've got to put these in the fridge then. Because what will happen is that over the next 3 or 4 hours, they will dry out. You can feel these have been dried and they develop a slightly tacky coating. It's called a pellicle. And you need that for the smoke to adhere to it.
So before you do this, you've got to allow yourself, what, about 4 hours preparation time then?
Well, everybody says, kind of, oh, it's like 4 hours. But you're not doing anything. You're just sticking it in the fridge. You do have to think ahead if you want to do it. But the steps are very easy. The steps are very easy.
All right.
So once you've got your salmon and it's dried out in the fridge, then I've got actually a stove top smoker. That's hard to say. You can use a wok and just kind of adapt it in the same way.
How would you adapt a wok?
These are about 40 pounds. Well, in a wok, you should use a kind of just a cheap one that you'll only use for smoking. All you need to do then is put the sawdust in the bottom of the wok, then put a layer of foil on top, and then you can make a little rack. Either you can put a rack in or you can make it out of metal skewers. And as long as you put the lid on and seal around it, it works in the same way. But this stovetop smoker, basically, well, it just looks like a tin box, which is pretty much what it is.
And you say it costs about 40 quid?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's got other bits as well, though, not just a tin box.
I'm sorry, I did seem quite a lot of money for a tin box.
And it's only one tablespoon of oak sawdust that I'm putting in there. You put a little sort of tray
on top. And the sawdust is available?
The sawdust, you can get it online, actually. And sawdust works just as well as chips, which are more expensive. So just get sawdust. And it lasts for ages because you're only using one tablespoon at a time. Then you put a plate on the top of that, a metal plate, and a rack on. And your salmon needs to go on the rack so that the smoke can circulate round it. And then it's got a lid.
Oh, you do get quite a bit for your 40 quid.
You do. You get a lid, Jane. And it's quite heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to. When you know you've got the stuff, so it's kind of nice to have the equipment. So you just put that in there, slide the lid on, and then it goes onto your hob. And it's on a medium heat at the minute. And in about 4 or 5 minutes, you'll start getting wisps of smoke. You kind of leave it slightly open so that they start coming through. When they come through, you close it, you turn the heat right down, and it smokes for about 20 minutes. So it doesn't take a long time. And that is very, very moist as well as very flavourful. And I've got some here that I did these for you at 8 o'clock this morning. These ones that I have already smoked.
8 o'clock's nothing. I mean, I've been up since a quarter to six.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've done smoked salmon, breakfast, everything.
A couple of sponge cakes and then I came to work.
So, and you see, it comes a kind of nice, it sort of has, it looks slightly glazed, slightly burnished, which is very nice because that's the smoke and also the sugar that's
in the marinade. Is it rock hard?
No!
that sounded like a criticism, the way you were holding
it's
it.
It's moist and delicious.
Of course it is.
Is it rock hard?
Bring it over, please, and, Diana, if you can.
This is really nice with beetroot, dill, buttermilk dressing, that kind of thing. No, you'll see how moist it is, actually.
Okay. No, I was only joking. I'm sure your smoked salmon fillet does you great credit. Hot smoked. Let me see.
See, it is good, isn't it? And not hard, Jane.
You do the talking.
Quite moist. And it's good with, that's good with scrambled eggs as well, or you can put it in risotto, or you can make kedgeree from it. But it's nice to have done your own thing.
Very, very subtle.
It is. It's not too smoky.
Absolutely lovely. Thank you. I've got to do a health warning, which apparently I've got to tell the general public that eating smoked food too often is not advised. That is right, isn't it, Diana?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. It is lovely. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're
in fact, there'll be more from Diana Henry over the next couple of months. We're going to record some other guides to jam making and other things, which I think we'll do later this week. But the book is called Salt, Sugar, Smoke, and the recipe is on the Woman's Hour website. Diana, lovely to see you again. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.